Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Duluth Dylan Fest is in full swing, and this Sunday, Duluth celebrates jug band music at the 20th annual Battle of the Jug Bands. And next week, it's the 7th annual Duluth Superior Film Festival, bringing over 20 film productions to Northland screens, 5 days of film, free and open to the public. This week's guest on Radio Gallery is Jack Norton, a St. Paul musician, filmmaker, and documentary maker, who has brought these two worlds together in his new film called Jug Band Hokum. It follows two hopefuls into the annual Minneapolis Battle of the Jug Bands. I spoke with Norton about his film.
I'm a filmmaker and writer, musician. My true passion in life is making films. I directed a feature-length documentary called Jug Band Hokum, and it follows the eccentric lives of jug band musicians as they compete to win a broken waffle iron.
So this film you made, tell us about the making of it and that you are a selection for the Duluth Superior Film Festival this year.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about being a selection for the Duluth Superior Film Festival. It's really a huge honor. This film is very Minnesotan, and it really couldn't take place anywhere but Minnesota. You know, we've got Garrison Keillor and Paul and Babe all in the same film, so it doesn't get much more Minnesotan than that. And it follows two bands competing in the annual Battle of the Jug Bands in Minneapolis, which has been going on for quite some time. I think this was the 32nd or 33rd year when I followed these groups. And basically, I started by following maybe 20 or 30 bands that were all from different places. I followed a group from Alabama and somebody from California and Indiana and whatnot, and I ended up kind of narrowing in on two groups. One was called Show Me Your Jugs, and the other was called the Yoga Jug Benders. And basically, I just followed those guys through the whole process of signing up for the battle and practicing or not practicing in the case of both groups. And then the actual battle in the aftermath. Jug band music obviously has its roots in like the 1920s down south, like in Louisville and Memphis and New Orleans. But really, if you travel anywhere around the country and you mention Minneapolis to a jug band musician, this is like Mecca. I grew up in the Twin Cities, so I was aware of the battle and heard about it, but I just never attended or anything. And I just kind of had this hunch that if people from all over the country drive to Minneapolis in February, and they're jug band musicians, there's going to be some great characters in the mix. And that hunch was really right. I mean, we got some really, you know, very kind of lovable but very eccentric personalities, and it was really such a treat.
This is not like a documentary kind of Ken Burns.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of people that have asked if it's a mockumentary or if it's like a Christopher Guest film, like the, you know, Best in Show or Mighty Wind. But you know, this band that I followed, Show Me Your Jugs, you know, basically they signed up for the battle not knowing what a jug band is. They thought it was like a sports bra or like a jug band. You know, I was able to kind of follow them and catch the moment where they realized it's music. Strangely, it's real life. And I interviewed some people that aren't necessarily jug band musicians but are fans of jug band music. You know, Charlie Parr, Garrison Keillor, and even the rap group Bone Thugs and Harmony from the 90s, like they're in this film as well. So it's a really weird, eclectic mix of musicians that either perform or are influenced by jug band music. Entrance level is very easy. I mean, you can pick up a jug and blow into it. You can grab a washboard and bang on it. And I think that's sort of the appeal. And I don't think people realize how many kids are like, you know, graduating high school or dropping out and jumping on a train and grabbing a banjo uke. This film is very youthful and very like high energy, and it almost, you know, it almost just kind of came together. I was sort of a medium and not really directing it, and it kind of directed me, and the whole aesthetic of it is almost like some strange hip hop or skateboarding video or some like weird collection of YouTube videos where it's just like so fast paced, kind of hobo freegan jug band thing, and it's really cool. And the whole culture of jug band music is just absurdity and fun and celebration, and I think that's what this film is.
Jack Norton's Jug Band Hokum is showing Thursday, June 2nd at 9 p.m. at Teatro Zaccone as part of the Duluth Superior Film Festival, opening June 1st at Clyde Ironworks and closing June 5th at the Comet Theater in Cook, Minnesota. Check out KUMD.org for links for all the festival lineup and more about Jug Band Hokum. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.